Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, before we go up to the news, I want to play you one or two little bits and pieces here from interviews from the past from Paddy Maloney from the Chieftains, who died earlier this week. Let's just jump in at this part here.
Well then, if there was such a thing as a vision or even a dream all those years ago, what is that vision and what is that dream? Is it to put Celtic music or the music that you grew up with across the world, or is it to take the Irish music or to take the Celtic music and integrate it? Or is that a two-part plan, in other words?
It's a two-part plan now. It wasn't my initial plan. I mean, when I started the band 34 years ago, I had in mind, you know, this music, this great art, you know, it should be better heard, should be known throughout the world, more to it than, as I heard Burr Lyle say the same thing from 1961, there's more to it than Mother McCree and Did Your Mother Come From Ireland. You know, this music that has so melodic that you find strains of it, you find bits and pieces of it all over the world. I mean, we Irish are well known for being great travellers, as we do ourselves. And but now, you know, this, you know, in the last 10 years or more, hearing this other music, this Celtic music, and finding other roots, like in Havana, there's an O'Reilly Street, and there's an O'Reilly Bar, thanks be to God, in the middle of O'Reilly Street, and we went there every day for a cup of tea, you know. But then, you know, you go to Mexico, and I climbed up along the pyramids there, the Mexican pyramids, incredible place altogether, and then there's a whole story going on there being put together about the Irish who went into the Civil War and then the Mexicans and all that big connection. Yeah. It's all there, it's rampant.
So therefore, is the music of the Chieftains, is it the ultimate international music?
I think it is. I mean, this music, I'm so proud of our music, and that, you know, the first time I went played in Italy, nobody understood a word of the garbage I'd be talking about, but they heard the music and it got them in the gut. You know what I mean? It just, it's something, it could be theirs. It's a music that you can go to China with 17 years ago. We had 6 weeks there in China with Chinese musicians playing our music, we playing Chinese music. And I think if you get down to the roots of it, without becoming too technical now or anything like that, just go visit the people, forget about the language, see what the place is all about, listen to their music and mix it. And it's great.
There he is, the late Paddy Maloney from the Chieftains. Actually, Paddy Maloney was, do you know where he was on the day that John Lennon died? He was in the studio, just the two of them, recording with Paul McCartney. Here, I'll give you another blast of that. Here we go.
The thing is that in the 60s, there were many musicians who would look upon the Chieftains as musicians, musicians. In other words, like, yeah, you might call to Brian Jones's house in the Stones, and what was he listening to? The Chieftains. Right. Now, would one of the reasons be for something like that, let's just take the Stones and the Beatles for a second, in the 60s, the two biggest. Mm-hmm. Would one of the reasons be that Brian Jones from the Stones was one of the very first guys in the rock world, if you like, mm-hmm, that was prepared to go outside the sort of blues of the Mississippi Delta, which was where all rock came from,
Morocco,
and maybe goes, exactly, Morocco, yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, did you notice that in him, that he was somebody who was prepared to break the boundaries?
I did, and Paul McCartney and the Beatles too. I mean, I met them in 69 because they gave me a loan at the studio. They were doing Abbey Road at the time, and they gave me a day there to cut my second album. And they came in, had a bit of a chat. But, you know, there was something great within their music that was creative. It was rock and roll. It wasn't what I was playing or whatever. I'd probably never do that kind of music. But to me, it was a creative thing that I liked. There was some, it was melodic, it was good, and you remember them songs, as we all do. And they felt in our music too that this is roots music that we were at here. And we were sticking to it, as Jagger said in a Stones magazine, Rolling Stone magazine. Oh, Paddy and the band never compromised. They're still doing their thing. Well, you might say, well, what sort of hypocrisy is that now? What are you doing now with the Long Black Veil, Sting and Tom Jones and all those people? But that was a come together of friends, and that was the idea behind the album. People got the wrong message there. And I think it's still a Chieftains album.
And when you did stuff, say, for Mick Jagger's solo album, I mean, was that specifically, does Mick say, I want this, I want that? Or when he says no compromise, he says, listen, you know what I want, so you...
Absolutely, yeah. That's always the great thing, that you know, people come to us and say, look, we'd love to have you on. What do you want to do? Or you do something like in 1972, Paul McCartney was doing the B-side of Ebony and Ivory, which is Rain Clouds. And he says, there's a whole section there, 32 bars, just do your thing.
Right, yeah.
And that's how it happens. And, you know, you get the feel of the song, you listen to it, and and spontaneously something will come into your head, you know.
Right. I mean, the funny thing is that, like, you were there on the day with Paul McCartney when John Lennon was shot dead, weren't
That's
you?
Right, yeah.
He'd asked you to come over to do some sort of recording.
Before, yeah.
And you actually still went, even though you heard it on the news that morning. And
I did, yeah.
You felt you owed it to the professional side of...
Well, I phoned up and they said, well, it's still going ahead, and whether Paul would come or not, we don't know. But John Martin was there, Paul did come in. You know, he had to get away from what was happening out of the house, and a lot of his friends came into the studio and they were talking about how bad it was, and Linda was there. But by that stage, before he'd come, I'd put my piece down, and we had a chat about it, and he invited me to stay with him. But, you know, I said, look, I'll leave you to it. It is very sad, you know.
Very sad indeed, that story, all right. That's he died earlier this week. The Chieftains, that is, in other words, Paddy Maloney. An interview from a good while back.
Dave Fanning, Weekends on 2FM.